Every year, the Pima Council on Aging puts on a special event to honor Tucson's centenarians. Almost 40 people over the age of 99 are in a conference room at Tucson Medical Center. It is the largest yearly gathering of people in their hundreds in the United States. LaDon Sawyers with TMC.
This event is one of our favorite events to put on. And I think what makes it so special is because it's just watching the centenarians come in and they're with their family members. And it's fabulous to see generations of families coming in to celebrate with us.
There's a reading of the proclamation issued by City of Tucson Mayor Jonathan Rothschild declaring May Older Americans Month in the city, speeches, a poem by one of the group's newest members, and a musical tribute by Tucson Barbershop Experience. After the event, each honoree has their portrait taken and then sits down to lunch. Una Burrows is the second oldest centenarian at the event. She's 104 years old and says she likes coming to the event every year.
Well, I think they did a very good job. I enjoyed it. I never thought that I was going to be this old.
Una is a native Arizonan who was born in the state when it was still a territory. Geneva Patterson is attending the event for the second time. She'll be 101 in September. She first came to Tucson in 1937.
My sister and I came out for her health. And we fell in love with Tucson and said as soon as the first one could manage, was free to come, they would come back to Tucson and establish a home.
Less than 35,000 people lived in Tucson at the time of Geneva's first trip. When she returned for good in 1966, the city had just under 250,000 people. Cassius Sargent is a 99-year-old real estate agent turned poet. He's the one who read a poem he wrote special for the event at the opening. He shares another one of his favorite original poems.
Levity and brevity are very much akin. The fewer words to get it said, the sooner sinks it in.
He says the poem shares the message he hopes people learn from life.
I write very brief stuff. I don't waste any words.
Some of the centenarians share reminders of what their generation has seen. Elsie Hauer moved to the United States from Hungary in the late 1990s. She's of Jewish descent and says she survived the Holocaust only because Allied intervention stopped the Axis powers in Hungary. Her son translates her story into English.
Before the first husband was a horse doctor, hang on a second, veterinarian. And they told him to go to a small Hungarian town in Western Hungary. And she went with him. However, my grandmother, her mother, told her to go back to Budapest. And when in 1944, autumn, the Germans occupied Hungary, right away they cleaned out everything from the rural areas. So her husband died in the Holocaust. However, she was able to survive in Budapest because of Mr. Roosevelt and Churchill told the Hungarian leader, if you touch those Jews over there in Budapest, then after the World War, we will hang you.
Again, LaDon Sawyer with TMC and Adina Wingate with the Pima Council on Aging sharing their favorite tips from centenarians on healthy aging.
Well, I like the one about the woman who has the corona every day.
I think I like the one that the woman spoke to about oil of Olay being a great beauty product and eating hot dogs because hot dogs have preservatives.
As many of the centenarians leave the conference room at TMC, they share one sentiment with each other. See you next year. For Arizona Public Media, I'm Zach Ziegler.